A white man with brown hair, a full beard, rectangular glasses and a white shirt is in a motorized wheelchair and has a ventilator tube attached to his nose. My name is Reese Bowler, and I want to break the taboo about talking sex and disability.
When I asked you what you want for Christmas and you said, pay for me to have an escort, I thought you were going to have a heart attack.
And to answer the questions, people are too afraid to ask. I don't have to tell you that living with a disability, we always find a way. I want to show my life and how I live every day. While a carer changes his top, he says, plug me back in.
Speed bumps are my worst enemy.
In a car, he says, speed bumps are my worst enemy. In the end, to have someone in your life who truly cares for you and only you is the best feeling in the world. You have to settle down sometime. Then a woman says to him via video call, it's going to be a deal breaker. Reese says, I want love. I don't want just sex. Welcome to my life. Sex, me, and disability. Cardiff, the city skyline at twilight, then a close-up of the breathing tube attached to Reese's nose. A tub of petroleum jelly is on the side.
How does that feel?
That's all right.
He's getting a tattoo on his arm.
Question,
the question that everyone asks is, how do disabled people have sex?
So how do you actually have sex?
Well, it's a stupid question. I'm a lazy fucker. I don't do a lot.
You just like, I'm going on top, isn't he? Just like, I'm going to conserve my energy.
Disabled people have sexual urges. We're still the same as everyone. We're still people. We all want sex. It's the same thing. It's a fact of life.
So, yeah, I guess there's not like a manual that says, like, dude, like, there's no Kama Sutra for disabled people.
I've fallen off the bed a few times.
No fucking way. Yeah. That's a mood killer. If ever I've heard one, you just like burst out laughing and that's the end of it.
Yeah, I was on the floor. Shit. I say it depends on the person. It depends on your disability and what you can do with your physical abilities.
Obviously, with your situation, like, your stuff still works then.
Oh, yeah, it works.
Oh, yeah, it works. It's fine. Every experience I wanted to try, I've done. I've tried threesomes. I've seen more than one girl. I've tried anal. I've tried everything. I can say honestly that I work like every other man. I haven't had one complaint. A tattooist removes a protective cover to reveal the finished tattoo on Reese's arm, a skeleton in black and red. If you've got a connection with someone who understands exactly what you feel about this kind of situation, that will be enough for me. You can find satisfaction in many ways. He thanks the tattooist.
No problem, man. Thank you for letting me do a few. It was a pleasure.
The small town of Treforest, nestled beside a wooded hillside. Reese says, welcome to my bachelor pad. So if I take you on a little tour. A sign on the wall reads, welcome to the man cave. Eat, drink and be lazy. There are Marvel figurines and a Dragon Ball Z toy and a fantasy art poster of a woman in a leather thong with a sword. A lot of things have been adapted because of my disability. This is my computer where I use most of my things. If I move my head, the mouse moves. Because I don't have enough money to have a 24-hour carer here, I have to do a few things to compensate. If I want to drink something, I bring a straw, and I do this. He holds an extra-long straw in his mouth and aims it into a mug. If you don't have a carer with you all the time, you have to improvise. That's why I have to drink like this. Where there's a will, there's a way. If you have to do something, you can. If you have a disability, it doesn't have to stop you.
The same right will not stop you.
If you can't do some things, you find another way to do them. His computer desk is decorated with characters from comics and TV, including The Mandalorian. I like living on my own. There's no one here to say, you can't do that, or a nagging mother or a nagging wife. I think it's the right time in my life to find a more serious relationship. I'm 34 now. You have to settle down sometime in your life. Independence to me means everything. I know a lot of people in my situation live at home with their family and mum and things like that. I do love my mum, but I want her to only be a mum to me. I don't want her to be my carer. I want to be my own man. A river flowing through the pretty village of Penthrakhyber. Rhys tackling a curb with his motorised wheelchair. Then his mum, Lynn, cleaning the sides in her kitchen.
I'll put the kettle on.
Rhys conquers the curb unaided while Lynn fills the kettle.
Hey, Rhys, you all right?
Hello.
Oh, yeah. All right. What's going to all this pleasure of this today, then?
Just
fed up you, and then warm weather's out. And I just put the kettle on.
I'm Lynn. I'm the mother to Rhys and Geraint. I'm a mother before all else. Doing my best.
When you were diagnosed, I thought, he'll die without having knowing what sex is. And it's not important in the scale of things. But it was because if you were only going to be living to be that age, I want you to try most things.
When they tell you that you're going to die when you're 15, at that time, that was the age we lived until with muscular dystrophy. My life is short, so death doesn't scare me. That's freedom if you think about it. Obviously, life is going to be hard sometimes. You just live for today, you know?
So teach us to do meet your married, I'm happy, you know?
As I said, look, at that first time you had that escort, and when you nagged me and said, when I asked you what you want for Christmas, and you said, pay for me to have an escort, I thought, you're going to have a heart attack.
It's just an idea,
yeah.
It came to a point in my life where you need to do it.
You needed to try it, I suppose.
I thought it was worth it at the time.
I'm so glad I didn't waste my money.
Yeah, we ran it the night before to get condoms, didn't we?
I had to go and buy the condoms, yes.
Yeah.
Do you know the things you've had me doing? It's unbelievable. The only thing I always think about is you don't want to exploit anybody.
I think
with disabled clients, it's a different perspective. You have to keep in mind they're actually doing something that's helping someone.
Does helping someone?
Well, it did help you.
It takes away the stigma of the cheating husband.
It's kind of that just works on the disabled. How you get them, I don't know.
It's because I trained half of them.
Oh, don't tell me no more. Please, don't tell me no more.
The first time I saw a sex worker, it was very exciting, you know. You get an adrenaline rush. In my situation, first someone has to put me in the bed. Sometimes I use friends to do that. Sometimes I use the carers. Firstly, you have to be honest, you know. Say that you have a disability. If someone turns up and they don't know, you've got an embarrassment then. You don't have to phone them anymore, because you have websites such as Adult Work.
I've got to have a look now, see what is going on in this world of yours. No, they say curiosity killed the cat. Oh, the mistress of filth. Level butt. I like that name.
The social area.
Yeah, female. Oh, you can have a bit of everything. You can.
Transgender.
Goodness.
There's couples,
look. Couples, trans. I know I'm not naive, but I was bi-curious.
When you like the opposite sex or a bit of it, but you want to try.
Oh, you want to try? All right, there we are then. Try before you buy, like. And then you go into Wales.
That's such a Valleys thing to say.
I'm going up. Well, was it like this then when you...
No, it wasn't.
It was never this easy.
£240? Why am I working? Jeepers!
I'm not sure you look like that, though.
I don't be left. Somehow, I'd be lucky to get a fiver.
An aerial view of the village as the light begins to fade. Sex became quite negative to me because I became to depend hugely on it. A horrible dependency that caused me to go into debt with credit cards. The exterior of Reese's home. If we look at the price of a sex worker these days, you're looking at £150 for their time. People without much money can't do that. But when you're dependent on it, you find a way. Reese's bedroom with its various accessibility adaptations bathed in erotic blue and pink neon. I just can't believe that things in my life have happened and have hurt me so much. I was trying to find a way to feel better by having sex. It was easy to do. It was easy to get access. I didn't have to tell anyone what was going on. It then becomes a bit of a coping mechanism. A handle with a remote control hangs above Reese's bed. When I did it for the first time, I had the mentality that it couldn't happen, that I was never going to have sex, that I was never going to have a relationship, and I was never going to find love. If you really think about it, it's a little like selling your soul. That's the reason I don't do it anymore, because I know I'm worth more than that. Gliding over the village at night as cars pass each other on the road. It's daytime, and Reese is in his living room at home. Sitting in his wheelchair in front of a monitor, he communicates with someone via instant messaging. I've been seeing this girl. She's in the same situation as me. We both use wheelchairs and we both use machines to breathe. I think she's nice. Her name is Samantha and she lives in North Wales. I text Samantha and we talk every day. I'm really excited. I might try and get a FaceTime with her just to see what she looks like and how we communicate with each other. I think something can develop from this. I think I've got a chance, if I'm honest. I don't want to sound arrogant, but who can blame me, you know? Reese's face lights up and he chuckles. Sex, me, and disability. Gliding over Treforest, then a sign on the side of a building reads, "Keep clear for wheelchair access." Reese's carer, Lisa, comes into his house wearing a face mask.
You all right?
I am.
Good, good.
Yeah. Would you do me a cup of tea? Of course I can.
You can finally speak to Sam today?
Yeah.
She's finally decided to speak to me.
Do you think she's nervous?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she is. Probably going to have to change. Can't do it like this. My carers are like family to me. I know them, and I have a good relationship with them. They want the best for me.
my new one, basically.
To be safe, I need to have someone here all the time. It makes life a lot easier. After Lisa puts a cup of tea down on his desk, Rhys says, "Ta." Then he continues, "I think I'm going to change before this chat. To make myself a bit more tidy, I can't do the chat like this." Lisa holds up a clean T-shirt. Lisa puts the T-shirt down on Reese's bed. When she cleans his hands with tissues, he says, "This is my usual routine. It's really difficult for me to change. If I put the effort in, I think it makes all the difference, doesn't it?" While Lisa lifts up his T-shirt, Reese says, "Doing something simple to change is something everyone takes for granted. It's difficult for me, and an effort goes a long way, I think." While Lisa sprays deodorant under Reese's arms, he says, "I know she's not going to smell me, but it's worth it. It makes me feel better." Having disconnected Reese's breathing tube, Lisa takes off his T-shirt. Reese says, "Plug me back in." Then Lisa reconnects the tube. Rhys explains, "When I take the breathing machine off, I can't speak. I run out of oxygen." Now wearing the clean T-shirt, Rhys says, "I really think it's because I make an effort. It's going to mean a lot to her." Rhys says, "Let's do this," then turns his wheelchair towards the bedroom door. On the video call with Samantha, who has red hair and glasses, Rhys says, "Hello, I thought you weren't going to answer then. You must be Sam, nice to meet you."
"Are you nervous?"
Samantha says, "Hi." Then Rhys asks, "Are you nervous?" "You know I'm nervous. I can tell you're nervous. I don't like doing video chats." "I know you don't." Rhys says, "My hands are sweating. They've never sweated before, but they're sweating." Samantha asks, "When was the last time your hairdryer was on?" Rhys replies, "I haven't used it for 3 days. That hairdryer's just gonna die. I know, it's been missing me." Rhys asks, "Anyway, you've been all right. How's your day? Are you listening to me? Hello?"
"Hello."
A fish swims in a tank in Rhys's room. "Anyway, it would be quite nice to come up and see you. You'll have a puppy to contend with. Can I come in, please? If he doesn't like me, he's your puppy. Put him in the cupboard." Samantha says, "It's going to be a deal breaker."
"It's going to be a deal breaker."
"So week of the 9th, you say? You know what's weird about that? That's my brother's birthday. Very odd, isn't it?" Samantha asks, "Is it?" Rhys replies, "Yeah, it's a sign." A graduation photo next to Reese's keyboard on his desk. "Garrett was my little brother. We both suffered from Duchenne muscular dystrophy." A photo of Garrett sticking his tongue out. "He was the person that knew me better than anyone else in the world. It was like having a wife and kids. Love between brothers is different to any other relationship. He was the biggest love of my life. I miss him so much." A framed photo of Rhys and Garrett in their school uniforms. "Garrett had a heart attack 3 weeks before he died." A photo of Garrett sitting in his wheelchair. Rhys says, "I remember that day as if it were yesterday." Lynn wipes tears from her eyes, then looks over her shoulder.
"And I just sat there and held his hand, watched him slip away. Nothing I could do whatsoever. He didn't come conscious. They said he could use, so we were talking to him and all the things we'd done. Yeah, and he literally passed away at 27. The only way to explain it, it was like someone had stabbed me with a knife and gone up this way. The pain was horrendous, horrendous. And I thought having to go through that again, Maurice, I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see, that's all. You know?
On the video call with Samantha, Rhys says, OK, I'm going to go now. Shall I call again tomorrow? When Samantha says yes, Rhys replies, I suppose. Try and sound more enthusiastic than that, then.
Come on, you can sound more enthusiastic than that, then.
Samantha says, I may pick up, I may not. Rhys replies, I may pick up. Such a twat.
Bye.
Rhys says, OK, bye. Have fun. Then he ends the call. So that went okay. Really good, actually. I've got a really positive feeling about this. She's really pretty. Better looking than me, anyway. In this situation, sarcasm and humour is what gets you through the day.
It's what gets you through the day.
I could only have a conversation like that with my brother, to be as sarcastic as that. I definitely have a positive feeling about this. Hopefully in a few weeks I can go up to meet her. Rhys texts, can't wait to see you in person. 5 minutes later, Sam replies, me too. Sex, me, and disability. Gliding over the town of Pontypridd and cars on the quiet streets as daylight fades. Rhys says, I love to sing and the whole point of it is to strengthen my vocal muscles. When I speak, the deterioration from my muscular dystrophy makes my tongue swell. I find it hard to speak. Rhys is in a rehearsal studio with a small microphone attached to his face. Communication is going to be difficult. That's why it's important for me to do things like singing, to exercise the tongue, to make it stronger so that I can keep what I have. My pronunciation isn't as good as it once was. The Welsh language is complicated for the tongue, so I want to keep that ability. Language is important to me. It's communication, isn't it? Isn't that the whole point? For me to inspire people. And the only way I'm going to do that is by talking to them. That's the reason I want to keep this muscle strong. What's going to happen to my tongue is, it's going to swell because it's a muscle. It's a muscle in the mouth. I think it's getting a little lazy. Rhys exercises his tongue. I think this is the next stage of deterioration. So in order to fight against it, I plan to do something now before it's too late. While the band backs him up, Rhys sings into the little microphone attached to his face and moves around the rehearsal room in his motorized wheelchair. As the practice session continues, Rhys looks one way, then the other. At 9:35 a.m, Sam texts Rhys. Morning. Rhys texts back. Borodar, babe. Sitting in his kitchen at home, Rhys says, before lockdown, I started motivational speaking. It went really well. I had a lot of work. Then lockdown came and it basically ruined everything. So I'd like to make a speech talking about sex, only sex in my situation. I want to share the information I have with others like me.
So,
I contacted a company that dealt with disabled people called Sense.
They're
giving me the opportunity to make a speech, a speech I'd always wanted to make. Rhys rehearses his speech in front of his computer. First, let me introduce myself. My name is Rhys Bowler. I suffer from Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Wait a minute. My life's work. That's why I've got to memorize this, basically, forgetting things. First, let me introduce myself. My name is Rhys Bowler. I suffer from Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Disability is a unique opportunity to experiment and be creative. If you can straighten your legs, that's very useful. It opens up more positions you can try. If your legs are like mine and they insist on doing Kermit the Frog, then you're slightly more limited. What I'm talking about is the awkward spatchcock chicken position, which sometimes is uncomfortable. You can't unbend your knees and your legs pull up towards your hips. If that's all familiar to you, I believe they call it chair-shaped. I'll let you in on a secret. It's excellent for penetration. Every girl you go with will compliment you on how good it feels. Rhys's intimately lit bedroom. Regardless of length and girth, with your legs in that position, you're guaranteed to get nice and deep, and your legs don't interfere. It'll be amazing for both parties. Deodorant cans and tubes of cream on Rhys's bedside table. The reason I started to speak publicly for the first time is to be a voice and to give advice to people just like me. When you're young, you don't think you can have things like sex. You don't think that society will understand you. I want to be here for people who think that, to tell them that everything will be okay. You have to have the mentality that you're going to live. At 8:45 a.m, Sam texts Rhys, "Can't wait to see you later." 7 minutes later, Rhys replies, "Can't wait either." A car slowly drives past Rhys's front door in a row of terraced brick houses. So today I'm going to North Wales to see Sam. I've been waiting for this day for months.
Car's packed and ready to go.
Yeah, that's good. Okie
dokie.
Yeah. Sorry.
Rhys leaves the room. Out on the street, Rhys moves his wheelchair up an access ramp and into a waiting car. Once he's safely in the back, his carer Lisa positions one of his legs in an elevated rest. Then Rhys says, "Right, we're ready to go." Lisa climbs into the driver's seat, then the car sets off. There comes a time in everyone's life when you need someone else. I want to be happy again. Rhys texts, "Just left. See you in about 4 hours." Wrapped in a blanket with the Welsh flag in it, he sits and looks out the window. Rhys's glasses are slightly out of position on his face. He says, "Glasses have gone. Speed bumps are my worst enemy." Sam texts, "How's the journey?" Rhys replies, "Nearly there. Can't wait to get out this car." Having arrived in Llandudno, Lisa gets out of the car and slides the back door open.
Okay?
Yeah. We arrived.
Yes.
While Sam waits in her back garden, Rhys admits, "Yeah, I am nervous." Then he says, "Yeah, come on," and approaches Sam's front door. Lisa presses the doorbell.
Hello?
Yeah.
Your call has been received. Please wait there now until I answer.
What did it say? "Sam or the police? Can I come in?" A woman walks to the front door and answers it.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Hayley.
Yes. Nice to meet you.
Sam's puppy's in the garden with her when Rhys arrives. He says, "Hello, nice to meet you. And Percy."
Get Percy. drive all right?
Of course. Yeah, it was all right. It's a lovely year.
I had to drive for a couple of hours to meet you. I had to be a nervous wreck by the time I got to you.
It was real 4 hours.
You don't know that yet.
I think it is.
I might turn out to be really horrible in the next half hour.
You're right, but you insult me every day.
You might. You insult me every day anyway. What do you think? First impressions?
I'll reserve judgment.
I reserve judgment.
I had to come and see you.
Can't make you work for it.
Yeah.
I think you'll be worth it. I hope you are.
I hope you are.
We'll see. You didn't turn up with flowers.
I'm not Casanova, see. I'm a Valleys boy. In the Valleys, you don't get stuff like that. True love is hard to find. It's really difficult to find. I've been with women who don't have a disability. And although they like me and sometimes love me, they don't really understand the situation. Everyone wants to be happy, and I want that too. I'm willing to do anything to find it. While the big wheel at Llandudno Pier slowly rotates on a bright sunny day, Rhys and Sam are strolling along the seafront in their wheelchairs.
The monkey man.
Monkey what?
The monkey man, the guy with the pram.
Okay.
Apparently people love him.
Right, this is it.
As they look out to sea, Rhys remarks it's freezing over here.
Oh my god, there's loads of people over there swimming. I would not be in that sea.
You know, for me, right, my brother went.
Since he went.
Since he went, I've been on my own a lot. It's hard to find someone who understands our situation. Our lives are so different to everybody else. It's nice to have someone who understands.
You get why you're annoyed. Stupid things.
Previous relationships for me, I've never had anyone who understood that. You're really the first person I've connected with since then. Sam says, I like that. And Rhys says, I hope you feel the same.
I hope you feel the same.
No idea.
Sam smiles warmly at Rhys as they sit across from each other.
We're not with each other all the time. I want to know what's going on.
Yeah, I see you, Frank.
And he doesn't.
No, I don't. I don't. I should.
Every so often, he'll say something. I'll be like, oh, you didn't tell me you did that.
Rhys says, I need to work on it. Sam replies, I know it's that you just forget.
But otherwise, we're literally just touching base every day.
Yeah, I do forget.
I'm so fiercely independent, it's that it is. I've still got a lot to learn about relationships. I know, I've been in a few.
I know, I've been in a few.
I know.
It's
your shit.
Sam says, because you're shit at it. Rhys replies, yeah, I'm shit at it. I honestly am. See, you're sarcastic.
That is why we get on.
It is. Yeah, so you want to see me again?
So you want to see me again? I want to make this a regular thing. I want to see you more.
I want to make this a regular thing. I want to see you more.
They sit quietly facing each other on the busy seafront. Then their wheelchairs trundle slowly along the pier.
Different meeting face to face. Makes it real. Yeah, definitely looking forward to seeing him again. Hopefully we'll make plans looking further into the future. So.
Meeting her was really good. It's different to speaking on Facebook. There might be a future for us. I hope so anyway. Rhys tells Sam, remember to message me. Bye.
Bye.
As Rhys heads off along the pier, Sam watches him go. Sex, me, and disability. The quiet town of Treforest. Then Rhys's room suffused with erotic pink and blue light. From the street, a deep purple glow emanates from Rhys's bedroom window. It's daytime. Rhys is sitting in front of his computer at home, and messaging Sam on his mobile.
Do I have you right down in your conference
call? Today I have a conference call to do with sex and relationships. Typical, they have to have me on a sex panel. Here we go.
There we go. Hey guys. Cool. So let's take the next question, which is how and when do you bring up the topic of having sex with your partner? Any advice on that question?
Usually I find when you speak to others with disabilities, usually the sex question always comes up first. It's usually, how do you have sex? Can you have sex? For me in particular, I don't ask the question until a long time in, but I do generally think it's something that always needs to be asked.
I was chatting to a guy that was in a wheelchair and he was disabled on one of the online dating sites, and I was like, you know, I'm in a wheelchair as well. And then, you know, he was like, well, can you do this, can you do that? And I was quite happy to kind of have that conversation, but it basically just all went straight away to like sex. And that I'd put on my dating thing profile that I was looking for a relationship, you know, and so for someone to kind of straight away go into, you know, what you can and can't do, I don't know, it kind of felt a bit rude that they were just, you know, jumping in assuming that I was going to have sex with them.
Okay. One of the questions we had was for couples who are both wheelchair user, is there any kind of tips for, how to manage sex in those situations?
Maybe a sex worker can be involved there. You need a third party to help with that.
To help with that, really.
It would have to be something you and your partner will discuss. You need to try and find a third party in that respect. Yeah, maybe a sex worker can come into play. My experience with sex workers has been quite negative. There are some out there that are taking advantage, and I've been in a situation when someone has come in. I was in bed waiting. I sent my carer off. She came in and took my money and ran away. I was stuck there for 3 hours. That does something to you. At that moment, you're scared. You feel disabled, and I don't think that any disabled person should feel like that. Moving through Reese's house from the front hall to the living room. I think that sex workers should be on the NHS for people like me.
I think it's just about having that conversation and kind of identifying that there's no one right answer to, you know, how to have sex and just figuring out what works. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, and yeah, have a good rest of the day.
Thank you.
The woman waves, then the video call comes to an end. For me, that felt too safe. They aren't asking the questions everyone wants to know. Me and Sam are in a situation where we're both in a chair and sex is going to be difficult. What are you going to do? You can use sex toys. Do you want to use sex workers in that way? I don't know if Sam will be comfortable with that. Soaring above rows of houses nestled in green woodland beside a calmly flowing river, then cars driving along a historic road in Penthyr Cybert. Sam texts, say hi to your mum for me.
How's Sam?
Yeah, she's okay.
All right?
Yeah, she's all right.
Good.
She says I don't talk.
Oh,
the truth is I don't talk.
You
right?
Don't. Oh, you're a bit like your father in that direction.
Do I think maybe she needs to be the best man in general?
I mean, I think you're getting better. You're better than you used to be.
Truth is, all at the time, it's like...
It's not that I don't talk. I just got nothing to say at that time.
Literally.
Maybe not full time, but I'd like to go up there for 2 weeks. I'd come home for a month, then go back up for 2 or 3 weeks.
Maybe then go back up for 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, that'd be nice, but you can't, can you?
No, I can't. This is limiting.
Yeah.
But that's the only reason. That's the only reason.
Her house is adapted. It's big enough for two people.
It's big enough for two people.
Yeah. Can't you come down here?
That would be harder. It's going to take more organising for her than it does for me. I must want to be there. I wouldn't travel 4 hours otherwise.
Right, OK. So this relationship got legs then? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, even though we can't work, it doesn't much.
Okay. She seems a very nice, gentle girl.
This one is just after my hair for the old connection.
Yeah, it's bad enough for ordinary couples getting together day in this day and age, but it's going to be worse for you too. Like I said, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
It's just the intimacy part that's going to be...
the hardest.
I genuinely think that'll
I genuinely think that'll make or break us. It's not so much for me. I've had those experiences. I've worn it out. I'm almost bored of it.
I've worn it out. I'm almost bored of it.
Well, just leave it where it is, because I can help you with most things, but I ain't helping you with your sex life.
There's connection.
Oh, my goodness.
An aerial view of Caerphilly, in the exterior of a building with a sign reading Touch Base Wales. Rhys carefully reverses his wheelchair down an access ramp and out to the back of a car.
So heavy, you're in the United States.
Today I'm going to have a chat. My first speech for 2 years. I'm a little nervous, but I'm excited too. As Rhys crosses the car park and enters the building in his wheelchair, Sam texts him. Good luck today, babe.
Yeah, wish me luck.
Rhys addresses a small group of disabled people.
So let me first introduce myself.
My name is Rhys Bowler. I suffer from Duchenne muscular dystrophy. My life's work is to get the world to see us disabled people as independent individuals under our own merit, to be seen as equals and the same as everyone else. Most of us don't think sex is physically possible in the first place. I'm here to say to you that not only can you do it, you can wear the T-shirt. If you can get an erection, jobs are good'un. But if you can't, you can work around that.
Without being too specific,
necessity is the mother of invention. I don't have to tell you that living with a disability, we always find a way. There are a variety of positions you may find useful, but don't expect to get them right the first time you do it.
Connection is king.
So I end where I started off. Connection is king. In the end, to have someone in your life who truly cares for you, and only you, is the best feeling in the world.
If you're ever lucky enough to find this situation, sexual connection is amazing,
but you may find yourself in a position where both parties can't have sex. If you do, it won't matter.
If you do, it won't matter.
Connections you share between each other will outweigh any sexual experience.
Thank you for listening.
The people in the room give Rhys a round of applause. Later, Rhys is sitting across from a young man with short brown hair, a grey polo shirt and denim shorts. Rhys asks, how'd you find the chat then?
How did you find the chat then?
I found it very good because I've just started the relationship.
How did you find that relationship?
It's going good actually. She just moved in about 6 months ago, so yes. My first serious relationship, yes.
So I assume you're on sex already. Have you?
Yes.
Did that go okay?
I went okay, yeah.
Yeah, really, it's just...
It's about experience.
It's all about experience, really.
We're going to do it different to everybody else, aren't we, so...
Yeah.
Well, I'm in a situation...
I'm in a situation now where both of us can't have sex. For me, it's learning to be without sex. You can be in situations where you don't always need it. You can be happy without it. It's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, right?
Hi, you, Rhys.
Yes. Yeah, thanks, Rhys. Thanks.
Very informative. Very good talk.
You made it easier.
It was lovely to hear that someone else is in a relationship and it was going well. You want to hear that they want to get married and want to have a baby. It's possible for people like me. Soaring above a train as it blows out steam and trundles along a track on a green hill above a valley. Rhys is sitting alone beside the track and looking out over a calm body of water. Things are going really well with Sam, really good, and I'm happy. I think I've waited for this for years, to be honest. Sam, sitting at home.
He's a bit of an enigma. He's definitely lived. It's loads of experiences that I have not had, even though I'm older than him.
Rhys, with the tube connected to his nose, then Sam at home.
I think it's nice to have somebody to plan a future with.
I now have someone who cares for me. I believe even loves me.
I would love to get married, please. Oh, I don't think it's going to happen.
Rhys says, my dream is to live together, to do the things that everyone else does, to get married, things like that. We have found happiness, and I think there's a future, and we have to work on that. I believe and I know that I can be happy then.